Joining me now is the general manager of what is being called the Big Red Machine this morning. It is Tim Bezbachenko on Sportsnet today. Thanks for doing this, Tim. Are you down with the Big Red Machine as kind of a nickname for the Reds right now?
I suppose it's better than all the other nicknames that possibly could be out there. And I've heard quite a few over the years. So I can roll with that. That's fine. Why not?
Yeah, and you guys won your first of what you hope and the squad hopes to be many trophies for the year, the Trillium Cup, a nice little cherry on top of things for what was an impressive performance. And to me, it all kind of starts and stops with Victor Vasquez, who, I don't know, Tim, like I feel like this guy in previous years would come to much fanfare in MLS, you know, a guy accomplished in Europe, has Barcelona in him as well. Like, that's a guy the MLS would have really played up in the past. And it's partially, you guys have Sebastian Giovinco, you have U.S. national team stars on this TFC team that maybe Vasquez flew under the radar a little bit. But this guy is absolutely a game breaker here and is continuing to show that on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah. No, I think the league has evolved. I certainly think we have in some ways in terms of our fan is sophisticated and understands our team and what we're trying to do. So, you know, whereas maybe, you know, 3 years ago we needed to put a lot, you know, marketing, rap players and a little bit of a marketing pitch to get people excited, I think now they're looking to win and have a contender. And so when we sign players, it doesn't really make sense on the front end to hype them up. You know, I think their resume really speaks for itself, and this, especially in Victor's case, right? He's been player of the year in Belgium. He grew up in Barcelona Academy with Messi and Piqué and has transferred for a high fee to Mexico, which is a quality league. Frankly, it's still a little bit higher than the MLS right now. So, we didn't feel like we needed to really educate our fans on it because they can look him up and they know that when they see him play, they can evaluate him. And obviously he's come through for us as has a number of our players, not just Victor, but I think Chris Mavinga is starting to really settle in. And then we're getting contribution from our entire lineup. We had, you know, Jordan Hamilton and did well last night. Obviously, Jonathan Osorio came in and got a goal. So excited about the contribution from the entire lineup right now.
Tim Bezbachenko, our guest here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Sportsnet Radio Network. TFC with a big 5-0 win last night over the Columbus Crew. And you are now on 29 points for the season, the only squad in the league to still be averaging over 2 points per game, Tim. And there are some out there thinking right now that this could have the makings of being one of the greatest squads in MLS history. Do you get caught up in any of that?
I think all the media outlets and the websites, they like superlatives and rankings and lists. You know, I think we're just trying to stay focused about we've really this season and really we've sort of broken it into thirds, right? There's the beginning part of the season, which we think that is sort of coming into an end after the New England game, which is there's an international break for about 2 weeks and we'll be off. So the idea, we set some goals. The team sat down with Greg and they all set some goals of what they wanted to get out of this sort of first portion of the season before you go into the summer grind, which, as everyone knows, you know, you're playing through the heat. You're playing through Gold Cup where you're going to be missing many of our national team players to Canada and Panama and the U.S. So, we're not going to get caught up in the hype. We just, you know, take it game by game. One game at a time, one play at a time is what our locker room's been saying. And so I think that's kept everyone focused.
You took over the team, and it wasn't the greatest squad when you took it over. I was just saying before you came on, you know, 2013, this team had 29 points. You guys are already at that mark here for this season. What was your first goal when taking over the club, and how have you helped it progress each year? Going over, like, how do you change your goals season on to season, and how do you continue to add the pieces around, and where did that start from when you first took over a couple of years ago?
Yeah, look, I think the first thing is you know, Tim Leiwicki came in and had a vision, not just for TFC, but all of MLSE, but certainly had an experience in terms of bringing David Beckham in. So the first thing was to understand his vision and to think big and set high goals. And together, you know, with our whole staff, we're able to go out and acquire designated players. But at the same time, the goal was evaluating talent so that we could source our players from the draft, from our academy, and trade well, right? We always talk about these sort of four pillars of where you're going to acquire your players. So the first goal is obviously talent evaluation. But for me personally, coming in for the club is really to see the talent of our staff and who is capable. And what I saw right away is this extremely talented staff of a number of people that are still with us, that a few that have been here since day one, and they just have never tasted success. So it was evaluating the staff, seeing who was sort of on the same page for our vision, and then setting the culture. You know, Greg, when he came in, was this my assistant GM and academy director, and we talked about when you walk in through the doors at Kia Training Ground every day, there has to be this feeling that we're all, that it's something different, that there's a standard of excellence that's a little bit higher than we felt like when we walked through the doors in 2013 and 14. So, you know, it's not rocket science. It's setting a culture. It's evaluating staff and motivating them. And then it's evaluating your talent and following through and not trying to mortgage your future in 1 year, but try to build on it each and every year.
Now, I know Greg has been calling the team the deepest squad maybe in MLS history. That's big praise, and it speaks to what he thinks of his own squad. You don't get there without developing your own talent, though. And the big surprise this year has come from Raheem Edwards. What a story. I mean, like, you guys scout him out from Sheridan College and bring him into the club, and here he is a couple of years later. And he's among the assist leaders in Major League Soccer. And, you know, one of the big reasons to be excited for Canadian soccer as a whole. A little on Raheem and also, like, is there more Raheem Edwards coming along?
There better be, because we, you know, we do have a responsibility to develop our local talent. It goes beyond just developing talent to help with our first team, which is the priority. But there is a responsibility to get out there, scout our markets in Ontario, and figure out, you know, who might be able to contribute on the first team. Because that's the connection, really, and that's what makes MLS special, is that you can have an academy and you can circumvent the draft and sign players directly from your academy through, you know, TFC3 and TFC2. You know, the other night we actually held an event where we were giving back scholarships to all the local clubs that give us players from their club to TFC Academy. And it's really about the community coming together and recognizing that for players to realize their full potential in Ontario, the elite of the elite, the top sort of 1%, they should be at Toronto FC Academy. And that's what happened with Raheem and a number of other players. Coaches from their club team or their college recognized that they have some talent, and they, you know, through our system, were able to get him into the program. And then, you know, he got about 44 games with TFC too. And that's critical because, you know, he had the raw ability, the speed. He could beat guys one-on-one, but he needed those games to really learn how to engage defensively, to stay connected to the back line or to the, you know, he actually played as a winger most of the time for TFC2. And it all prepared him for the moment when he was kind of called into the first team for training. Guys saw the potential, but it, you know, you never really know until they get thrown out there in the first team game. And he has the personality and the demeanor to set small goals for himself, and he's just a confident kid, and he's delivered. So credit to him. But we certainly hope and expect our program to churn out more, maybe not Raheem Edwards, but players of that caliber.
Yeah, and that's what is very exciting about this club. There are stories like that, and also the big gun signings like Victor Vasquez continuing to impress as well. It's been a fun start to the season. Still a long way to go, Tim, but congrats on the strong start, and hope it continues.
Thanks, Dan, and congrats to you. I understand. Congrats are in order. Big night last night for you personally. So,
thank you very much. Yes.
Congrats.
appreciate that. There he is, GM Tim Bezbachenko of your Toronto FC.